Now, the kind of, say, bread that you might buy at the store that's white and comes in loaves.
Loaves of bread, white bread.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a kind of, also cornbread that was made with wheat flour and egg?
Just by itself. Mm-hmm. No other ingredients.
Well, with cornbread with those two ingredients.
Oh yeah, it's a brand sweet bread or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a kind of soft cornbread that you could
spoon bread?
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a kind that was cooked in ashes, maybe? Didn't have that. What about?
That sounds more Indian to me.
Oh, there are lots of kinds of cornbread. Some I've never heard of. What about cornbread that is cooked on a board in front of a fire? Did you ever have that kind of cornbread? Mm-hmm. What about a large flat cake that's cooked on a griddle or in a skillet?
Cornbread? Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you have a special name for it?
Cornbread patties.
Mm-hmm. And what about cornbread that was shortened maybe with scraps left over from rendering lard?
Oh, excuse me, please.
It's okay. Or did you ever have crackling bread?
Crackling bread. Mm-hmm. Right, I forgot about that.
Father-in-law
makes it all the time. Wants a taste of it. It gives me a taste of it right this minute.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have maybe small hand-shaped cakes that were cooked in a skillet three or four at a time?
Now that sounds like croquettes to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use it with just the cornbread mix. Mm-hmm. And everything.
What else would you have in there?
In what I had
mm-hmm.
in the croquettes,
mm-hmm.
I'd have salmon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those two I like those.
Right, a salmon, and I'd have onions and green peppers and celery sauteed in butter,
mm-hmm.
and mixed all together, and then mm-hmm. rolled it in meal, mm-hmm. and then fried.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I don't call it cornbread, I just mm-hmm. call it croquettes.
did you ever have a kind of bread, small cakes that were round, maybe you had bits of onion and so forth in them, you ate them with seafood, with fish?
Hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those things. Nothing like good fried
right.
food. Did you ever have a kind of a bowl with turnip greens?
Oh boy, I do dearly love them. Dumplings,
mm-hmm.
cornbread dumplings with onions and
Do you ever hear those called corn dodgers?
Corn dodgers.
Corn dodgers.
Dodgers.
No. No, that's what my grandmother called
them. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, but I do. And does she put the onions in it too?
I'm not sure exactly what she has in them all in it. She has turnip greens in them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else she has in there.
Right.
She probably does.
Right. And with the pot liquor for the liquid mm-hmm. in the meal and the onions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You might say, well, there are two kinds of bread, homemade bread and...
Bought.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And let's see. What do you want to talk about? If you go to buy flour at the store, what sizes can you buy?
Usually 5 and 10 pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen in some stores 25 pound bags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't, I wouldn't dare buy 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Although I use quite a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to buy it in those quantities because of the bugs and worms that can get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see them.
Yeah. What would you use to make bread, not baking powder or soda, the stuff that comes in a little packet and is dry and granulated?
In packets?
Mm-hmm.
Not soda,
mm-hmm.
did you say? Yeast?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, you mentioned you ate eggs for breakfast.